So the first shaila is that Reuven calls up the newspaper for the ad and says he lost the golden watch, and Shimon calls the next day and says that he found the golden watch. So we said the other way around. I think Reuven said that he that one's on. Reuven said that he lost. Reuven said he found a gold watch in Park Heights. The next day, Shimon calls up and says he lost a gold watch in Park Heights. Does the newspaper owner have an obligation to tell Shimon, look, I know where your watch is, just call, give Reuven a call? Or is he allowed to put in both ads in the newspaper and say, lost, watch in Park Heights, found, watch in Park Heights? Right, that's question number one that Rishvitz asks. Now, question number two is, which is a similar question, just to help us focus. Because once again, it's not really nogeya so much the dinim of hachraza per se. Just once we spoke last week about hachraza announcing in a newspaper, so that's why it's an interesting case this week. But it would be a similar case if you're if you own a taxi cab and someone calls you and says, "I'd like you to take me to the mall because I heard there's a sale on computers there. I'd like you to take me there," and you know that you can get computers cheaper somewhere else, and you don't want to take him to that mall because that mall is closer, and you'd rather take the customer to the farther mall so you have a bigger fare. So are you allowed to take this customer to the farther mall to buy because he saw that computer on sale when you know that the regular price at a store that's closer, it will be cheaper? Right, so there also, do we say that you have a mara or a halachic obligation to save this person money? Also, like if Hashavas Aveda, you're saving him money by taking him to the closest store where the item is cheaper. Okay, the first thing, I don't have the on the first side of the page, but just to review, we've had this before, and that's on the second side. We mentioned this before, that you're not allowed to take money for Hashavas Aveda. Right, it's in Shulchan Aruch Beis Hamacheis. They follow the Rishonim are medayik this. Haro aveda, if someone sees an aveda chay l'harzu v'chinam ihu batul, you have to return it for nothing if you're not in the middle of a job. Avim hoya osig b'melacha. We learned this. If you're in the middle of a job, ubatim b'melachta sheshava dinner, and you are going to lose a dinner because your time is worth one dinner's worth, the hour you're going to spend. And you hechzer aveda sheshava meya dinner, and you returned an aveda that was worth 100 dinners, so certainly worth the owner's while. But lo yomer l'ten li dinner shev sarati. Don't tell, you can't claim the full dinner. You just get to pay like a kol batul. You got a dinner for changing oil in cars, right? And that's a very messy physical job. And here, picking up this aveda was much simpler. So you can't charge him the full dinner of what you normally get for your very hard work. This was easier, so you get like a poel bato, what you would pay. It's machlokes how to understand it, but we won't get into that. But what you would pay to do this instead of working. Right, so it would be worth my while not to do that heavy work. I would take a third of what I normally get paid, so that's what you get paid over here. So this is the halacha, that even though normally, right, we learned a few years ago that if someone paints your house that needs painting, or someone mows your lawn that needs mowing, if someone does something for you, even though you didn't ask, you have to pay him, because that's the din of yored. If someone goes into a yored, even a sadasha, a soyulita, a field that needs to be planted, and he goes and plants it for you, so you have to pay him for the hana that you got, even though you didn't hire him. But when it comes to a mitzvah where he's chayiv anyway to do, he's chayiv to do a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. The Torah said, return an Aveda that you find. So in that case, you can't charge him. And if you found it, you can't charge the person to pay you for what the job was worth. The only thing you can charge him is if you lost money by doing it, so then you can pay him for your lost wages like a poel batul. Right? That's what this halacha is saying.
And
then it was afterwards he returned it and said, "Look, I did work for you, and I'd like you to pay me." So
he says something.
Right, yeah.
If he said, you know,
Well, first of all, if he didn't lose any time and the person offers to pay him, he's not allowed to take money. He said, look, I'm doing a mitzvah, I don't get paid for this. The only way you could get money, that's what I'm saying, that's the difference between a painter who comes and paints your house, you have to pay him because he's not doing a mitzvah. There's no chiyah for him to paint your house needs painted, so he's doing a service for you, you have to pay him for that service. But there's a halacha that if your object is lost, he has a chiyah to return it for free. That's what the Torah says. To return it for free, we learn it from Friko to Enoch. There's a mitzvah to return it for free, so that's why he can't claim to his, look, this took that much skill, pay me for my wages, what I did for you to return this. It was, I had to fish it out of the river, whatever, you know, you would pay a fisherman, you don't have to pay him that. You just pay him for his lost time, what he would want to take to do this instead of his regular job.
The one who owns the lost object wants to give him that much that he would have.
Yeah, so then
okay.
Right. Okay, so that's before we start. So now the Mishnah talks about different cases based on these principles of when you could get paid more even than that. So the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Kuftes Baba Meralt, and it goes to Kuftes on the day, says like this. There's a few cases here. We'll talk about this case. Zeba b'chavisa shayayin. If someone was walking down the road with a barrel of wine, and another person was coming with a jug of honey. The honey barrel cracked, and the honey was going to get ruined. And the other person, who had his wine barrel, he poured out his wine, and he caught the honey before it got ruined on the ground, and he saved all the honey. So that's like Hashavas Aveda. He's saving a loss to the owner of the honey. How much does he get paid now? Does he get paid for his loss of the wine, which is probably what he wants? The halacha is Eino el scharo. He receives only his wages for his work. But how much would you hire someone to save your honey? $20 an hour, so you pay him $20 if he spent an hour of time doing that. And the wine, he doesn't get any compensation for. But if he said to the owner, because they're both standing there, he said, "Atzil Hashalcha, I'll pour out my wine, which might not be worth as much as honey. So I'll pour out my wine to save your honey. But I want you to pay me for my loss of my wine." So then Chayiv Litano, then the owner of the honey has to pay him because he told him, "I'm doing this deal. If you want your honey saved, you have to." You have to pay me for my wine, so then he has to pay him for the whole wine. Yeah, or he agrees that. That's we'll see. We're going to see what the issue. It's clear that he's agreeing to it. Now, there's two things before we go on. This the Rishonim point out and the Poskim point out that this is only true over here. Right? He's only getting paid for his wine when he told the person, I want my compensation for the wine. But if he doesn't, so then he just gets paid for his time. So the Rishonim point out that's only because the person's standing here. And if he would pour out the wine without saying anything to him and just pour out the wine to take the honey, so that's like he's being mochel his wine in order to save the honey. So that's why, since he's here, he has to say, look, I want you to compensate me for the wine. And if you don't say that, so then it's proof that you've been mochel it. But suppose the person's not there. You're walking down the street with your wine, which is worth $20, and you see the honey worth $100, and you pour out your wine to save the honey, and then you find out who the honey belongs to, so then you have the right to demand full compensation for your loss. But that's what the Poskim say. We'll see on the other side. The other issue that since we just said it, to clarify here is we just said before that for Hashavas Aveda you can't get full pay. You can't get full pay because since you have a mitzvah for Hashavas Aveda, you can only get paid like a full bottle, what you would be willing to take as a reduced rate. So over here the Mishnah though says you get Eino El Scharo in the Reisha. He only gets his wages, meaning his full wages, what it will cost to hire someone to save his honey. And we don't say we give him a reduced rate, he gets the full rate. And if he loses wine, in addition he gets the value of his wine. So why should it be different over here? He's allowed to get his full wages. this is a question that but we said that if you save someone, if you go return an aveda for someone, you can't claim your full wages. Right? You can only claim what you would be willing to take as a loss to do this instead. Over here, though, we're saying he gets his full wages. He gets the full wage for what it would take to hire someone to, you know, $20 an hour to do this work. Why don't we say that he should only get like a polo bottle? Why does he get his full wages for doing the honey? He should get less than that.
Does the other person agree?
No, we're talking where he didn't agree. He didn't say
anything.
Right. That's the first case. The second case, he agreed that he gets the value of his wine also.
He didn't count the stock.
Okay, but he assumes that he should get like regular Hashavas Aveda. You know, why should he think he's not paying him for the wine, he's just paying him for the time it's done. So the difference is the Rush gives an answer that there's no Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda here. Because if you recall, you're not mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda if it's going to cost you money. Right? That's Aveidos of Aveidos Chaveira, Aveidos is Kodam. But your aveda comes first. So over here, you're certainly not mechuyev to pour out your wine to save his honey. So if that's the case, there's no mitzvah shavas aveda here at all. So you're choosing to help him out. That's like almost like a yoreh. So then you get paid your wages for helping him. It's something that's worthwhile to him, and you get your full pay. That's the way the Rush answers this question. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has told us these two halachas that. If the person, we're talking where the person is there, so if you don't say anything to him, you can only get paid your work, whatever this is worth to, whatever it's worth to your time and the use of your containers, whatever you would charge for your containers. And if he's there and you make a condition, then you could say, I want the full value of the wine. And implicit in this halacha, the Rishonim say, is if he's not there, so then you can ask for whatever cost, whatever loss it was, as long as it's not more than what the object was worth. So the Gemara has a kasha on the second case when it says that you can demand the full value of the wine. Frek the Gemara Mai, why can you ask for the full value of the wine? Name a lay. The person there said, okay, I'll give you the wine. Right? Let him tell him, Mishatani Bach, I was fooling you, I was joking. Right? You told me that if I pay you for the wine, you'll say my honey, so I'll tell you what, I'm only doing it because I wanted you to say my honey, and I didn't really mean to pay you the full value of the wine, I was joking. Where do we see such a precedent that you could have an agreement, a business agreement, and then say afterwards I was joking? Oh yeah, it's like a good trick. But we have such a precedent, because Milo Tani, didn't we learn in a Braisa? If someone's running out of prison, and we're talking about he was there undeservedly, he's not a murderer in prison running away, he's talking someone that the government had taken, and because he was Jewish or some other reason, he was teaching Torah, and he was running away. And he's in front of a river, and there's a ferry boat there that he needs to get across. And he told the person in charge of the boat, told dinner, take a dinner, which is an inflated wage for a short trip across the river, and take me across. Eino el scharo, the ferryman can only take the normal fee, which is a pruta. It's not a dinner. He can only take the small amount of what it normally is. Why is that? Because ama amarle mishatinvach. We see that from the brisa that this escapee can say, you know, I offered you a dinner because I was in a hurry and I was joking. I just want you to do it. I'm joking with you. Here also, this person is under duress. His honey is leaking out, which is, it's expensive. And here's someone coming with empty barrels, and with barrels of wine, I mean, and he's offering to do to save the honey. So let's say, I'm joking. Yeah, I agreed to do it, but I want you to save my honey, but I don't want to have to compensate you.
Different,
Oh, you mean there should be Onoah. Why don't we say there's Onoah over here?
Yeah, I would say it has nothing to do with the joking, I would say, in this case.
That he's not allowed to do because it was Onoah. Well, it could be that, that's an issue that they raise here. It could be that when someone in such a situation is willing, knowing, he knows what the price is and he's multiple the Onoah. But he knows, I know the price is a dollar, but I'll give you $100 now, so then there's no Onoah, as long as he knows what he's being multiple. But he can still say, I'm joking. But the Gemara says a simpler teretz. Hola domi el seifa. If you want to know what our Mishnah is like, our Mishnah is like the Brisa's second case, because the Brisa continues. Vim amelo. But if the person said, "Tol dinner zeb is charecha b'avireini," take this dinner for your wage and take me across. Then no saying lo schar mishalim. You have to pay the full amount, which seems to be steered to the ratio. So Gemara is Maishna, Ratio, Maishna is safe. What's the difference between the first case of the Braisa and the second case of the Braisa? Amaran, Rachamaran, Mechamaran answered, because we're talking about Sayyid Hashem Dagim and Hayam. The second case is talking about someone who's also a fisherman. And while he's making that trip across the river, Amarli could tell this prisoner, Afsatani Kavri Buzuza, you made me lose that much worth of fish. It's not just that I took you across, but you also cost me money. Because I could have made that dinner during this time, or I could have made it's a shiloh, whether you have to say it was stop them, but you cost me money. You cost me money in going across. So the Gemara says like this, that the only time you could say mishatani loch, I was joking, you can only say I was joking you and I was fooling you in a case where I don't cause you a loss. That's the difference. Right? You can say, okay, I'll take me across the river. I'll pay you $1,000, even though it only costs $10, $5. So then I can say, look, I'm joking, because I didn't cost you anything anyway. You always take $5 for taking someone across. You just didn't want an hour. You might have had someone else. I was pushing in line. Whatever the reason was that I offered you $1,000, you're not losing anything. But in the case of our Mishnah, where I'm pouring out my wine for you, and you would say, okay, or you indicate that it's okay, and then answer is, I'm fooling you, but I lost my wine over here, you have to pay me for my wine. That's like the seifa, where the person going across was also, not only did he spend the $5 of time walking, taking him across the river, but he lost money when he could have been fishing otherwise, and this person caused him that loss. So in that case you can't say mishata anibach. Right? That's the maskana of the Gemara. So reviewing the halachas, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch puts it. That's going to be a good question. We're going to get there. Right. That's a good question. Yeah, excellent question. And that's going to be the main point of the whole shiur. Okay. So, Well, you have to see the answer. And based on the answer, Shvitz has all kinds of chidushim. Okay, so let's just review the halachas that we know before we get to a skiddush. And that is, Reish Samach David Sif Hei, the halacha is, this is in Hilchos Shavuos Aveda. Shnayim Shal Yabayim Baderech, the two people coming down the road. Zeh Bechavah Shal Yayin, one's carrying a barrel of wine. Vezeh Bechad Shal Devash, the other is carrying a pitcher of honey. Venistak HaKad Shal Devash, the pitcher of, the jug of honey split. The kodem sheyishvach advash laores, before the honey hit the ground, which would ruin it, shafach zayin of hitzil hadvash, the other person poured out his wine to save the honey, lezachachav in his barrel, eilo tzchar roi, he only gets his normal wages, because, like we said, we'll see you in a second, smavim amelot, but if he said, atzil ha-shalcha, I'll save yours, batanosli demeshali, and I want you to pay me for my loss, Shizna came with Nebesdin, or there was a Besdin there, and meaning three people were there, and he made that stipulation in front of a Besdin. Harezach Haylit, and then he has to get the full wages. And here the Sma brings the reason. Right? What's the reason over here why he has to suffer the loss of his wine in the first case is because since the person is there, and you could have made the stipulation with him, and you didn't. So Midlo Hisna Yochol Acher Lomarlo, the other one could tell him, Imlohit Salteyu. I didn't ask you to save it. I could have just found someone that has an empty barrel that wouldn't have taken a loss by him, and he would have saved it. You're not doing me any favors over here by pouring out your wine and then saving it. I didn't know you were going to charge me for the wine. I could have found someone else that would have done it with an empty barrel. You're saving it shows that either mochel it, or even if you don't want to say it's mechila, I'm not mechila to pay, because that was a favor I didn't ask for. So from that, the Sma deduces if the owner of the honey had not been there and he poured out his wine, then he had to pay for the full wine. Right, so that's the first halacha that we saw from our Gemara. Now, based on that, the Shulchan Aruch says in the next halacha, Hayazeba b'kash al davash, if he's coming with a pitcher, a jug of honey, Zeba b'kan kanin rei kanin, and the other person is coming with empty barrels. Minista kar ha davash, and the pitcher of honey split. V'amel abal kan kanin, and now the owner of the empty jugs, empty barrels said, Eini matzalach davash b'kan kanin, I'm not going to save it for you. I should titan li chetzi ashlisha, unless you give me a half or a third of the honey. Oh, kach mekach dinarim, or $1,000. The kibbal of Alevash Ramalehin, and the owner of the honey said, fine, I'll pay it to you, it's worth it for me, I want you to save my honey. Dalach is, I raised his hocha go. He could say, I was fooling you. Vein anosin lo schar ha roi lo. He only has to pay him his regular wages, sharei lo hivsida klum, because he didn't cause him any loss. Right, that's a direct deduction from our Gemara, because our Gemara said the only reason we asked, why do you have to pay the full wage for the honey? Let him say I was fooling. So he said, because he lost the honey. But if he hadn't, because he lost his wine. Right? So we asked, why does he have to pay the full value of his wine? So he said, since he lost his wine, you can't say I'm fooling you when you actually are losing wine. But if he's coming with an empty bottle, not a wine-filled bottle, and he wants to make money on this deal, he says, okay, I'll save your honey, but I want you to pay me $100 for it. So then, the person, and he agrees, okay, I'll pay you $100, he can say, I was only fooling you, because I wanted you to save my honey, I'm under duress, and I was only agreeing to get you to do it, that I was fooling you. And then the Shulchan Aruch from the next, it brings the next halacha. V'chei misha barach, mi'veis ha'asurim, if someone is escaping from jail, v'hoisam avaros upon him, the ferry boat's in front of him. V'amelo, when he says to the person in charge, havi reini, get me across the river, honey. No son of dinner, I'll give you a full dinner. The haviro, and he took him across. Ain lo aschara haroilo, he only has to pay him the regular price. Because he caused him no loss, and he could say, I was fooling you. I didn't really mean it. Vihaya tsayat, but if the ferry owner was a fisherman, ba'amelo, batel mitzudaschav avirine, stop fishing now and take me across. No son of kamashisna, but then he could give him. He has to give him everything that he stipulated. And here they say, even though it's not sure that he would have lost that much money, but the fact is that he took a loss in order to do this run across the river, so you no longer have the taina of Meshata Anibach. Right, those are the halachas that we learn clearly from the Gemara. Number one, like we started out, generally you can't ask for pay when you do Hashavas Aveda. You can only take your whatever money you would have lost that you lost by spending the time doing that, or like we said last week, the loss of the money that to put the ad in the newspaper, that's something that's needed for the Hashavas Aveda, that you could take money for, but not for, you can't get paid for the actual action of Hashavas Aveda because it's a mitzvah. However, where there is no mitzvah, like we said, when he has his barrel of wine with him, and to save the honey he has to pour out his wine, so now there's no longer a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So in that case he gets his full wages, he gets a full wage for whatever someone would hire a person to save his honey, and we don't say, well, it's Hashavas Aveda, you're not allowed to get paid for it because there wasn't a chiyuv over here. And more than that, if the person's not there, he couldn't even get compensated for all the wine that he loses. If the person's there, so then we said there's a chiddush, since he should have told him, and the person could tell you, look, I didn't ask you to do it, I could have found someone else, I was here. So then he only pays him the full wages and not for the wine loss. And then we added, in a case where the person speaks out, okay, I'll pay you such and such money if you save my wine, if you save my honey, or I'll give you such and such if you take me across the river. So there, you're asking for something beyond the normal price. So there, you could under normal circumstances, you could say Mishtat Anibah, I was fooling you, and all you have to pay is the regular wages of it. But if it causes that person a loss, then you have to pay the full amount. And now your question is very clear.
That is a new concept here.
But your first question is a good question. Right? Because the whole reason we said that the person was allowed to take his full wages when he's coming along with the... Well, this is always a good question. The whole reason you're allowed to ask for the full value of your wages when you pour out your wine, we're saying, was because since you are going to take a loss, you have the mitzvah shelas aveda. So that's why you could demand full wages. But when you're coming along with empty barrels, you're walking along with empty barrels, and he has his honey leaking out of his pitchers. So there we said, okay, you can't force him to say, okay, I'll do it if you give me half of the honey. You're trying to, you know, take advantage of it. So that he could say, I was fooling you. I don't have to pay you that amount. But we do say he has to pay him scharo haroilo. He has to pay the wages that are deserved for saving such an item. But what happened to the halacha that you're supposed to do Hashavas Veda for free? The same thing with the person on the boat.
But there is a loss because of his biffle.
Who said he was working? He's walking along carrying empty barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I said the boat. Right? You can't force him to pay $1,000 for going across the river. But you can get your full wages. What do you mean? You have a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, because Hatzolas, the Nefashas we're going to learn, is even stronger than Hashavas Aveda. So if Hashavas Aveda you have to do for free, Hatzolas, the Nefashas, you certainly have to do for free. So what right do you have to take your full wage for taking him across the river? You are the mitzvah, Hatzolas, the Nefashas. You shouldn't have to pay anything. You shouldn't have to pay anything if you're the one that's getting saved, or you got your object saved. So the Sma answers two answers over here. The first answer, he says, is that he's saying that we're talking in a case where he was working. Right? He's a person that walks around with empty barrels, like he's a taxi driver, he walks around with empty barrels to wherever it's needed, and this was part of his normal wages to pay for, you know, to pay a certain amount per hour. He had paid a certain amount per hour for saving people with his empty barrels. In the case of the ferry, you could hear even more that, you know, he's there at the shore and he's taking people across, so you can get his full wages because this is a Sfar Batala. If he didn't take this customer, he would have taken someone else. And by me taking the prisoner across, the escapee, so I lost another fare, so I can get the full wages. But that's one answer the Sma says. And then he gives another answer, which is a bit chiddish. Va'od nira. Da'filo im yitz... In the middle of the Sma, we have quote here. Va'od nira. It also appears. Da'filo im yadua shelo hoyelo esik acher le'esata lasago. Even if we know the barrel, the person with empty barrels, or the boat, or the ferry operator, had no one else to work with at that time. Well, he's talking about the barrels. We went in Lavala Mavaris. The same thing with the ferry person. He had no other fares at that time. He had no one to take across the river. So he took, it was no loss whatsoever for him. He had no schar batala. He lost no money at all taking this person across. Nevertheless, you have to pay him his full wages like a regular person. Why? Since all year, this is his job. When someone comes to ask him to take him across, oh, lasus lo bekelav melacha kazos, or he asks him with his empty kelim to do this job for him, oh, kalo kaveda mimenu, or something lighter or heavier, but this is what he does. Shadak nilitin laschar, that's, he normally gets paid. This is his profession. So mutter lesapan lekachaschar bar melachto. So therefore, it's mutter for the boatkeeper to take money for his work. Therefore, it shouldn't be any better because he happens to be saving someone's money or someone's life. Because of that, you have to pay him his regular wages. So Sma says a big chiddush over here that not only, the way the Mishpat Torah understands it, not only do we say that, okay, we know, once again, Hashavas Aveda, if you're doing a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda, Hatzolos Nefashos, you can't demand pay for it. What you can demand is, for if you took a loss, please compensate me for the money I lost while I was helping you out. But not only that, the Sma says, included in that halacha is that if this is my profession, I always do this. I always take people across the river. I always carry empty barrels around to help people that have things spilling. That's my job. Even if right now I'm off, even though I'm not doing it now at all, but since that's my profession, when you ask me to do it, I can demand full payment because I'm doing it not as a Oseg B'mitzvah, I'm doing it as a professional, that's what I do. And that's a Chiddush. So the first thing he says is if someone, Mishpatei Torah says from this, in another simon, he says that, for example, if someone has a cab driver that lives down the street from him, and in the middle of the night, this neighbor needs to get to the hospital, and he calls the cab driver and says, please take me, it's an emergency, and the cab driver takes him, the cab driver can say, pay me. Because even though if you ask someone else to take you, so if he's doing you hatzolos nefashos, he can't charge you, right? Except for it's a loss of his time. But here it's an old night; he didn't lose any time, he didn't lose any work. He was sleeping anyway. But since the cab driver has his cab and this is his normal thing that he does with it, right? He takes people. He says, "Okay, I was doing hatzolos nefashos. I was taking a passenger. If someone else called me in the middle of the night, I might have taken them also. You chose to call me in the night. I can charge you the full wage." That's what he holds. So therefore, he continues, the same thing should be in our case of the newspapers, right? This is my profession. My profession is I sit here and people call me and they put ads in the newspaper and they pay me a certain amount per line, and that's my profession. And Reuven called up to say that he wants to put a certain ad in. And Shimon then calls up the next day and says he's the one that lost it. So over here, what do you want to say? Well, because since Hashava said I should have to tell Shimon, you know, don't worry, because Gad and Reuven found your watch. So Shmid says no, because since that's my profession is to take money for ads. I'm not Mekuyev to give up my normal job, which is putting ads in the newspaper and collecting money for them to do a mitzvah Hashava Saveda. It's like the ferry boat operator taking the person across the river. If I was just doing a vacationing there and I had my own boat over there and someone asked me to take him across, I can't charge him for it because I'm there on vacation and I'm just helping him get across. It's not all nefashos. But if that's my profession and I'm going across, even if it's off hours now, right? I work from 9 to 5 and it's 6 o'clock and he comes here begging me to take him across, I'm off now. I can charge him full wages because that's my job. That's what the Gemara said, the way this man understands it. So that's why the newspaper person can charge to put both ads in and take money from both. However, if you happen to own a newspaper and you're walking down the street and you find an Aveda on the street, so now what do you do? Right, so now you're like a regular person. You're a regular person who finds an Aveda, you're mechuyev to put signs in the shuls, announce in the shuls, and in both the midrashas. And if you don't find the owner like that, you put it in the newspaper. But if you put it in the newspaper, so you're allowed to charge the owner for the amount that it costs you to put that in the newspaper. But I own the newspaper. So how much can I charge him in that case? I can only charge him my cost because it cost me another 20 cents to put in those extra lines. That the time it took me to type in those lines was 20 cents. I charge the customer $25. But over here, as a person who has a chiyuv Hashavas Aveda, then I can only charge him the amount of my expenses, which is will be negligible, will be 20 cents, 25 cents, whatever that little time it took me to put it in. If he's calling me, I don't have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, but he's calling me now to tell me I want to put an ad in, so then I don't have a chiyuv to give up my profit of my normal job to save him that expense. If I'm a regular person who found an Aveda, so then I can't charge him for that ad because it didn't cost me that much. I can only charge him what it cost me to return it. So then we get to the cases like of the taxi driver. He called a taxi driver and take me to a mall that's far out because I want to buy a computer there, and you happen to know that there's a mall that's closer that would be cheaper. So there also, if you call me and you want me to, and now I'm, you know, I like having a longer trip, it's this way I get an assured payment, I don't have to worry about getting the next fare, and you ask me to do that, I'm not mechuyev to say, well, I'm not mechuyev to save you money and say, oh, you know, you can get it cheaper over there and then lose money by doing that. You know, I don't have to do a chesed at my expense. You know, so I'll save you money, but I'm going to lose money by that. Right now, I have assured income for the next hour to take you for an hour drive out to somewhere to get this object. So I don't have to give up my wages to save you money. And he gives a nice example of that. Let's forget the taxi job. Suppose you own the computer store, and someone comes in to buy a computer from you for $1,000, and you know that, you know, a few blocks away, someone just made a sale for it, and it's selling you for $750. So do you have a chiyuv as a store owner? I want to save. I have a chiyuv to save money. You know, don't buy it by me. Buy it down the street. Look, you want to buy it by me. You're here. I'm allowed to save it, sell to you, as long as I'm not as long as I'm not price gouging. If I have a reasonable price and he happens to be making it much cheaper somewhere else, I don't have an obligation to tell you to go to the cheaper store. So same thing over here. The taxi driver has no obligation to tell that person that, oh, you could get it cheaper somewhere else. But, he concludes, if the taxi driver knows that that mall is closed today, or he knows that it's sold out, that you can't get it there, so then he would have a din of Hashavas Aveda, because you have no right to take the person for no reason. He's not going to gain anything over there. If I take him there and he gets his computer and he does what he wants and he spends the amount that he wants to spend, so I don't have to tell him, oh, you could save money by doing it somewhere else. But if I know what he's doing is wasting his money and he's not going to get what he wants, so there, Rosh Pitt says that you would have an obligation to tell him, you know, that's closed, and you know, I feel bad, I don't want to have to take you there for nothing. So in conclusion, in our case of Hashavas Aveda, once again, it's not really a Hashavas Aveda issue, but once we spoke about newspapers last week, so we should just say, that was an interesting halacha, that in general, to return an Aveda, you can't get any pay. It's a mitzvah, you have to do it for nothing. The only thing you can ask for is your lost wages from your lost time, like a polo bottle, not even that the full amount, just what you would agree to take as a polo bottle. We did say, though, that if you were not mechuyev to do Hashavas Aveda, you were coming with your full barrel of wine, and you weren't mechuyev to lose your wine to save his honey. So now that reasoning is out. So then you can claim your full wages for what someone would hire to save his honey. And not only that, you can ask for a compensation for your wine if you had to pour out the wine to save his honey. Unless he was there and you didn't tell him, so then you could say, look, I would have gotten someone to do it for free. So then we said, though, but if you're coming with an empty barrel, so now, once again, you have a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. But we said, if you normally do this for a living, this is the Smas Chiddush, if you normally do this for a living, you go around with empty barrels to help people, or you take people across the boat for your parnasa, that's your parnasa, so then you can certainly charge him the full fare for taking him across, because this is what you do as a living. You're not doing this for the mitzvah, you're doing it because this is part of your parnasa. And the way the Smas said, even if right now it's off hours, you wouldn't be working now, you can still charge him the full price. To charge him, price gouge him, so that you can do. Even if he agrees to pay that inflated price, he could say afterwards, I was fooling you, I was under duress, I have no choice, I'll pay you the regular wage, but you have no right to demand, you know, half of my honey because you had your empty barrels here, or $1,000 because, you know, I was under duress, unless he did lose that amount of money, he lost that, or at least if he lost some amount of money, according to some post, if he lost money by pouring out his honey, he lost money by giving up his fishing rights during that time, so then he would have the right to say, I want my full wages. So based on this, we had these halachas, this chiddush of the sma, that if this is my normal job, if I'm normally a taxi driver, I'm normally an advertiser, I have an advertising business, a newspaper business, if that's my job, so then I'm not mechuyev to give up my normal wages even when I'm doing a mitzvah at that time. So that's why I can put both ads in the paper, I can charge you for taking this, I can charge the neighbor for taking him to the hospital, I can take the person to the furthest mall that he asked for, because that's what he asked for, even though he might have had a cheaper way afterwards.